Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. So we do have elections coming up in the city of Richmond. LeVar Stoney has done just an appallingly bad job for the last 4 years. And people are suffering. Children in the city of Richmond are suffering because schools are unaccredited. They don't have equipment. You've got 10,000 at last count public school students, RPS students, who don't have the technology necessary to access the online learning. And police officers are leaving the Richmond Police Department as quickly as they possibly can. And you know what? I don't blame them. Now, Mike Dickinson is running for the Richmond City Council, the first district seat, and education and law enforcement are two of his big issues. Happy to say Mike's joining us. Mike, thank you for being here.
It's always good to be here on your show, the one place in Richmond where you can get real truth spoken. So always good to be on your show and WRVA.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the kind words. So do me a favor. The last time we spoke, we were talking a little bit about this RPS situation. What is the latest?
As far as I know, the laptops are still scheduled to come in the 1st of October. The mayor is now campaigning for use of the schools as daycares, because we have so many parents in Richmond that are now complaining they can't stay home. They can't afford child care because they can't. There's a lot of parents have to balance it. You know, school acts as a sort of child care during the day. They put the kid on the school bus at 8 o'clock, and they go to work, and they come home at 3:30, and you know, pick the kid up from the bus stop where the kid is at home. And without school there, they can't sit there and parent and also work, because school acts as a sort of daycare.
Yeah.
And with the schools closed, and like I said, they had 6 months to think about this. Nobody thought, well, you know, the parents are going to have to work. They can't sit at home. Nobody thought about this. I don't understand it. So a lot of parents are complaining, and now the mayor he's been campaigning to use the schools as a daycare, which begs the question, if schools are okay to be used as daycare and there's no public health crisis with that, if kids are going to be sitting in the schools on their laptops with the teachers sitting at home, what's the messed up part of the equation? The teachers, they need to get into the school. The schools are going to be there. The students are going to be in the schools, but the teachers are going to be nowhere to be found. And we have administrators that are responsible for this. The Richmond City school system has some of the most bloated paychecks in the whole state as far as administration, and we get no results for it.
Are you hearing anything from the latest superintendent of schools? Has he weighed in on this at all?
He said he's sorry. Yeah, that was his excuse for the laptops. He said they're doing the best that they can. But again, he wasn't a great choice to begin with. I don't know how these people get their government jobs. He came to us from D.C., and they have a terrible school system. So why are we hiring people that worked somewhere before that's terrible? Why are we trying to hire, well, let's find – this has a great school system. Let's try to hire somebody from there. Why are we not hiring people based on their past performances and their past accomplishments, rather than just hiring people, well, he's from D.C., and – D.C. is a lot like Richmond, so bring him in here and let's see if he can do it.
Wow.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
No,
I mean, when you apply to get a job, as a manager at a McDonald's, they want to know if you manage, you know, another store. They don't make somebody that used to be, you know, the garbage man, the manager of the McDonald's.
Right. Right. No, it's a great point. Now, you're running in the first district. Has the incumbent first district city councilman had anything to say on any of this?
Councilman Andreas Addison is one of the biggest pushovers in the entire state. He goes along to get along. He's not going to say anything disruptive. Him and the mayor are side by side locked arms. If you look at Addison's, if you look at his history, everything he does with the mayor. He voted twice this month to restrict our Second Amendment rights because the mayor put that bill forward. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to fight for anybody. He just goes along to get along. And to fix our school system in Richmond, which is deplorable, we need to get people in there that are not going to rest and that don't mind raising a little bit of heck to get things done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right on that. It is fascinating. Now, I want to turn our attention to law enforcement in the city of Richmond. I'm finding it interesting that City Councilman Mike Jones, who has led the effort to defund the police, abolish the police, all the rest of this, he's now saying that his district needs more law enforcement officers. I don't know. There's just something about it that strikes me as a little funny, you know?
Go figure.
Yeah.
Mike Jones and Stephanie Lynch, they're from the Seattle branch of the Richmond City Council, as I call it. They wanted to turn Richmond into Seattle or Portland. Take your choice.
Yeah.
They're absolutely terrible. And people just don't realize, like, Mike Jones would get on TV and he'll bash the Richmond Police Department and not realize that his constituents want police.
Yes.
The citizens of Richmond want the police, but these city council people like Jones and Lynch, they go on TV and they grandstand because they want to pander to these protester types, and they make no sense.
Mm-hmm. So I know you're getting ready to do something to support police officers in the city. I want you to give everybody the lay of the land on that.
I am having a rally this Sunday, September 20th, from 2 to 4, over in Scott's Addition at 1726 Altamont Avenue. We are throwing up the bat sign to the sky, save our city, support our police, our schools, and our Second Amendment. And we're throwing up the bat sign, and anybody in the central region of Virginia that wants to come out and hear a great slate of speakers and people, we're doing this because we're organizing now, and we're not going away. We're going to stay here, and we're going to continue to organize and get better. I want everyone to come out that has shared interests, that cares, that wants to get these kids into a good school, that wants to reaffirm our commitment and our backing of law enforcement. And we also want to reaffirm our commitment to the Constitution, on our constitutional rights.
Yeah, yeah. So give us a little sneak peek there on some of the folks that are speaking, Mike.
Well, of course, you're speaking.
I am. That's correct.
Yes, Tina Ramirez, former congressional candidate, community leader. Tina's coming out. I love Tina. Everybody likes Tina. Thomas Bacalli, he was a former senatorial candidate. He's the national spokesman of Vets for Trump. Britton Ross with the Family Foundation Action Campaign. Nelson Velez, the chairman of the state Tea Party Federation. Nick Ignacio with the Fredericksburg Regional Tea Party. Pat Webb from the VCDL. And then the two guys that I really think are doing more than our mayor's doing, Bobby Eberth and Matthew Davis. Matthew Davis with Strength and Unity Virginia. They're the guys that are going out on Saturday mornings cleaning up this profanity off of sidewalks, off of the remnants of the monuments, off of anything in Richmond that's graffiti. They go down on Saturday mornings and clean it up. They're doing much more of a public service right now than any of our city council members are. I've been out there with them a couple of times, and I haven't seen any city council. I haven't seen our mayor out there. I haven't seen anybody out there doing this. They're just our elected officials are just content to let people spray paint profanity all over the place and leave it.
It is absolutely outrageous. I'm looking forward to this. Now, again, so that everybody knows, 2 to 4 p.m., and give everybody the address one more time.
1726 Altamont Avenue. It's right there in Scott's Addition. You make a right off of the boulevard. Mm-hmm. It's right there, sort of on the other side of the boulevard from the Bowtie Theaters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so you're figuring there's going to be parking there, or folks going to be just gathering in the street? Is there a stage set up? How's it going to work?
Yes. We have a parking lot. A good friend of mine owns the parking lot there that we're going to be using. We're going to have a stage, a parking lot. We're going to have plenty of parking on the streets. It's Sunday, so it'll be plenty of space down there in the area.
Yep.
We're going to have a lot of surprise. We're going to have a couple surprises, too, that are going to be quite funny.
Okay. All right. Well, I will look forward, I think, to seeing what your funny surprises are. But I think it's going to be a great event again, as regular folks just get together and say, look, it's not about left or right or up or down. It's about safe streets and supporting those men and women that go out and make them safe.
Definitely. That's what we've got to make this city safe if people are going to live here and come here. And the only way to do that is support law and order and the people who make law and order possible, which are the police.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Mike, I appreciate you being here. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. That is Mike Dickinson. And again, Mike is running for the city council first district seat. And he has assembled a pretty interesting crew of folks to come down this Sunday, from 2 in the afternoon until 4 in the afternoon, 1726 Altamont Avenue, Scott's Edition, and just get together and speak out, and speak out on behalf of law enforcement, speak out on behalf of those of us who would like the city to be a safe place again. You know, the members of the Richmond Police Department are doing everything they possibly can to make it safe. And it would be really, really nice if every once in a while the mayor of the city or other members of the city council would just pretend. Hell, I don't even need them to be sincere about their support. But even if they could just throw a little courtesy pretend support, that would be nice. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.